Each week at this time, the station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler, of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to start by talking about the budget and revenue numbers here in Pennsylvania. Revenues continue to come in, and we keep falling short of the projections that we have. Talk to us about how this is really affecting budget negotiations in Harrisburg.
Well, probably the biggest impact these revenue shortfalls is going to have is the fact that we're starting in a hole. We've got to come up with the $1.2 billion that we're already short from this current fiscal year before we can even begin talking about what we want to spend next year. So that's an extra $1 billion that we have to come up with, and certainly puts us behind in regards to being able to meet the needs of the state going forward. The good news is I think that there's plenty of areas where we can, in fact, save some money. We can increase some efficiencies. My colleague, Representative John Baer, has introduced a variety of ideas in conjunction with Representative Cheryl DeLosier. They talk about improving governmental efficiencies. I think that there's plenty of opportunities where we could actually save money because there has been some documented fraud in the state and mismanagement and misspending of state resources. And I think if we would pull all that online, that we can come very close to closing that budget gap.
And Representative Cutler, I understand that there's some legislation that you've recently introduced that is getting some praise from the Auditor General. Talk to us about this piece of legislation.
Well, back in 2006 and 7, Auditor General Jack Wagner put out a series of reports where he believed there could be some improvements in governmental programs. Two programs that I instantly became interested in are the DCED weatherization program and the LIHEAP, the Low-Income Heating and Energy Assistance Program. Both of these are programs that help individuals over the winter and help them better manage their heating bills. However, Auditor General Jack Wagner released these two reports and indicated that there were many areas where improvements could be implemented to save the state some money as well as decrease the potential for fraud. The good news is DCED has already implemented many of these. All but I think three was what came out in testimony at the hearing on the bill. And certainly would like to see the next three get implemented as well as some other potential improvements. General Wagner made some suggestions to further enhance this and further improve the programs. For example, checking identities, keeping a list of individuals who apply for these programs. Potentially moving forward, once a house has been weatherized, they should have lower heating bills, so actually decrease the amount of LIHEAP assistance they can get. One of the issues that they came across was since individuals were getting assistance, a fixed amount of assistance on their heating bills, they still spent that money. They just turned the thermostat up. So I think we can help more people if we make these programs efficient. We implement these standards in it to prevent fraud as well as improve efficiencies, and we will be able to help a lot more Pennsylvanians who need these programs in the upcoming winter months.
And you mentioned that there's some fraud and some things that need to be eliminated. There's a hearing going on this week talking about inefficiencies and some fraud in the welfare system. Talk to us about what's going on with this hearing and also where you stand on some of the issues with fraud in the welfare system.
Welfare fraud has been something that I've worked on since I came in immediately on day one. It's an area that I find personally frustrating. I think these are all very well-intentioned programs that the state has in place. The problem is we're not always helping those individuals who best need the help and truly need it. And the problem with this is that the systems are so lax in oversight. There's no income verification. There's no identity checking. There's no address checking. There's no verification of dependents that are listed when you apply for these things. And you take all of these problems and compound them together, and what you have is a system that essentially can hand out money with very little accountability. And it's wrong in two reasons. First of all, it takes money from those who need it. And two, it's blatantly illegal to abuse a system like that. So what the Republican caucus has focused on in the last 3 years has been improving these systems, making sure that the money gets to the individuals who need it. We've proposed a wide variety of ideas, ranging from checking identities, verifying identities, most importantly, verifying income to make sure that the people that are on these programs actually need the help. A recent audit by General Wagner indicated that $3 million were spent in the Medicaid program that should have never been spent because the people who had the assistance should have never received it in the first place because of the lag time between application and actually obtaining it. They no longer qualified. They had gotten jobs. They'd become employed. They had other forms of insurance. Some other issue had come up in the interim. And we have to make sure that the government money that we are spending most efficiently and most appropriately. I don't think it's fair to ask the taxpayers for one more dollar until we make sure that the dollars they're already sending here are being spent in the right way.
Representative Cutler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in each week at this time for a legislative report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.